Fuck my throat again, Daddy. Is that what you want to hear, babe? I'm sorry, but it just doesn't do it for me. Not anymore. I don't know, maybe it never has. I know it turns you on when I call you Daddy, but baby, what about what I want? Can't I get to make love with just you? No roles, no play, just you and me. I want you to see me, baby. Do you even still see me? Or all am I to you is just this helpless little girl you want to cuddle in your own twisted ways of showing affection. I don't want a hug right now, Daddy. See? Even that simple rejection made your cock throb. Baby, are you listening to me? Where are you going? The camera's fine the way it is, babe. Stop messing around with it already. Now will you please sit with me? Come on, babe, we need to talk. I've tried, okay? I really did try to get into it. Haven't I been a good See? God, this whole thing we've been doing is already affecting the way we communicate, and it's scary. I'm afraid I'm losing myself in all of this. I'm losing you in all of it. Unaware that we're both drowning our relationship in sex and role plays. I'm sorry, Daddy. But you can't be Daddy anymore. But if I'm going to be honest with myself, I can't be your little girl anymore. Am I being too selfish? I don't know. It just doesn't feel right that I let you have your way while tricking myself into fully giving in to you when I'm not actually wholeheartedly willing. It feels wrong. I feel wrong. I feel horrible for tricking you, for not committing my whole self to you the way you want me to. Not enough to be what you need me to be. I feel like I'm defective, inadequate, a failure as someone who believes to be wholly in love with you, truthfully can't accept you for who you are and what you need to be, what you want to be, and what you deserve to have. You really want to be your sweet baby girl's daddy, right? And you deserve to be with someone who would be fully willing to be your little girl. You deserve to be with someone who would satisfy your desires, and in the very same full would have their own desires be satisfied by you. I can't be your little girl. I can't be your little girl, Daddy. Not anymore. But I am the reason for that bulge in your pants. So it's my responsibility to take care of it. To take care of you, Daddy. At least for one last time. I'll make sure to give you my best and last performance as your little girl. This is my farewell gift to you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy. Now show your little girl how much you really love her. Let me see that cock, Daddy. I know you're hiding a stiff one. Don't be shy. This little girl of yours isn't as innocent as she looks. We both know how much of a show-off you really are. Right, Daddy? Always quick to pull out that throbbing boner in one swift motion once we get home and you tell me to take your cock right then and there by the doorway. Be honest with yourself, Daddy. You are a show-off, right? Then let your wonderful cock stand strong out of your pants. This little girl wants to see it now, Daddy. I want it and I want it now. Please, Daddy. Pretty, pretty please with a cherry on top. My cherry, of course, even though we both know you've already popped my throat cherry multiple times. We can just pretend it's the first time again. Now please, Daddy, take your cock out and I promise, cross my heart and hope to die, that I'll eat it all up in one go, through my lips, around my tongue, and down my throat. It's that thing you always love to do to me, Daddy. Throat fuck. Skull fuck. Deep throat. So many difficult and naughty names. But you already know what I'm talking about, right, Daddy? Fuck my throat again tonight, Daddy. That always makes you hard, right, babe? Then let's do that, Daddy. Do that. Do me. Do me now, Daddy. My mouth is waiting. Take your thick, throbbing daddy cock out and feed it to your little girl, Daddy. I'm waiting. My drooling mouth is eagerly waiting, Daddy.
Daddy's so fucking stiff. So fucking hot and brave. Oh God, it's too good for me. I'm gonna do you no slow for your mouth. I'm stuck right now to brush my hair away. Try to good like this, Daddy. That was deep on your cock. Don't kiss on my lips against you.
I finally did it.
Of course, I've gotten a whole lot better at sucking cock because it's what we always do.
Okay, maybe not that much better. But I stuck it all in. I just can't for something, right? Am I doing okay, Daddy? Am I doing a good job?
I really do turn you on so fucking much, huh, Daddy? Do you like it? Do you like how great of a cocksucker you make me, Daddy? You sound like Daddy's good little cocksucker.
Grab me with my hair, hold it into a ponytail, and jerk off your gog in my mouth, Daddy. Daddy, more please. Please, please, skull fuck me more time. Please, Daddy. Yes, Daddy, I want my mouth to be fucked by you. Drop that cock right where it belongs. I'm told you not to hold back, right, Daddy? And you agreed? Well, you did something else the way you used to. No, I just went down again. I'm ready to take it. I wish I was eager for Daddy's big load. Come on, come for me, come for me. Yes, Daddy. Just like that. Tell it. My mouth, however you want. Oh, God. It's throbbing. My daddy's got throat. Daddy, not so.
Too good for me. That's too good for me. It's not even. I want Daddy to feel good. I want to please. I want him to help me. I want to make Daddy feel real good just for me. Because you're too good for me, Daddy. You deserve to feel good. So please feel good all over me, Daddy. Oh no, you're close, Daddy. I've had this very same cock in my mouth feed me cum multiple times already. It's fantastic. I know you're close. I know Daddy's close. Close to coming. Daddy's about to come. To come for me. On my toe. To my throat. Daddy's real close. Is Daddy gonna piss? Daddy's gonna come. On 5. 4. 3. 2.
Happy that I made you happy in spite of... I'm sorry for not being honest with you. For not being honest with myself. I hope you can find it in yourself to forgive me for leaving. Thank you for everything. And sorry about everything else. Goodbye. And yes, you can keep every recording we made. Including tonight. The girl in those recordings will always be... Daddy's little girl.